This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Taylor Swift, who previously held the record for the highest grossing U.S. tour by a woman, has done it again. Her 2015-1989 world tour numbers have been bested by her 2018 Reputation Stadium Tour. So far, her U.S. dates have grossed $191 million, and she's not quite done with her concert run. This tour is definitely a record setter. Congrats! The five stars of TV's number one drama, This Is Us, are getting a raise. A big one. Milo Ventimiglia, Mandy Moore, Sterling K. Brown, Chrissy Metz, and Justin Hartley will see their per-episode salary jump to $250,000. That's $4.5 million per season. Not bad considering Chrissy Metz had 81 cents in her bank account when she got the part. Ka-ching! Bill Cosby is spending his jail time in a single cell at a state correctional facility outside Philadelphia. Cosby, 81, is serving a 3 to 10 year state prison sentence for the 2004 sexual assault of Andrea Constant. His new home is SCI Phoenix, a maximum security facility that can hold 3,400 prisoners. Man, I bet the cheesesteaks in there suck! X-Men star Fan Bingbing has vanished and the mystery continues. Her Beijing management office is abandoned. For one of China's best-known stars and a rising Hollywood actress, Fan's disappearance is stunning. She was booked to star with Penelope Cruz in the Hollywood film 355 and has a role in the upcoming Bruce Willis Adrian Brody feature Airstrike. Roseanne said, "I'm available." Matthew Vaughn will get to make his Kingsman trilogy after all. Yep, the director and writer behind these spy movies starring Taron Egerton has been saying since the beginning that he has a plan in place for multiple films. Now Fox has set November 8th, 2019 as the official release date for the untitled Kingsman 3. Hey, I have an idea. How about Kingsman 3? Rihanna's crib is becoming a regular route for cops who rush there for a break-in. It's the second time someone illegally entered the home this year. Police responded to Riri's Hollywood Hills home after an alarm went off around 10:30 p.m. Neighbors told police they saw as many as three suspects fleeing in a silver vehicle after the alarm was triggered. Meanwhile, Roseanne said, "Hey, don't look at me." Damien Chazelle, director of La La Land, and his longtime girlfriend Olivia Hamilton have tied the knot. The couple exchanged vows in Point Dume in Malibu. They announced in October 2017 that they got engaged at the same location. Hamilton is a graduate of Princeton University, where she received a bachelor's degree in economics and finance. Yep, that means she's savvy with a prenup. When the cast of Big Bang Theory found out the show would be coming to an end in 2019, there were lots of tears. If it were up to Kaley Cuoco, she'd continue playing Penny for a couple more decades. Kaley said, quote, "It's broken my heart. I am so sad that it's ending," unquote. Yeah, that is tough. Also tough to say goodbye to that huge check. After months of back and forth, a formal court filing, and intense pressure, Britney Spears and Kevin Federline have reached a new agreement concerning child support for their sons, Sean Preston, 13, and Jaden James, 12. Kevin had been getting $20,000 a month in child support for the last decade. Now he'll receive thousands more per month. Can you say bloodsucker? Ben Affleck's doing much better after completing 30 days of rehab and will likely stay for a while longer, a source told us. The actor, 46, was seen at the Malibu treatment facility he's been staying at over 1 month after his ex, Jennifer Garner, was photographed driving him to the rehab center. "He's been doing much better, but needs to continue receiving care," said the source. Good luck, Ben. Childish Gambino, aka Donald Glover, broke his foot while performing a concert in Dallas. About 30 minutes before the concert was supposed to end, he walked off stage without an explanation. The entertainer was attempting to do the splits and hurt himself. There were 11 more dates scheduled, including here in LA, plus a few dates in London and Paris. "No more splits for you, Donald," said his pants. Gina Rodriguez had a serious scare this week on the set of The Talk. The Jane the Virgin star had a health scare backstage when she accidentally ate a blueberry. One blueberry. She's severely allergic to them. The actress said, quote, "The problem with me is when you offer free food, I will eat it, like every time without fail. I was so hungry this morning," unquote. Idiot. Adrina Patridge and Ryan Cabrera have split up. The Hill star and the singer split after 5 months of dating. They were first linked in January of 2010 and dated seriously before splitting in May of that same year. In April of this year, they reconciled 8 months after she filed for divorce from estranged husband Corey Bohan. In June, she posted how happy she was. Oops. Jimmy Bennett was sure shamed on an Italian TV show for his sexual assault accusation against Italian actress and singer Asia Argento. The 22-year-old former actor appeared on a news program to speak for the first time since his allegations against Argento surfaced in a New York Times report last month. The interview didn't go well, and Bennett is now free to return to obscurity. Loser. The Trash Bin. FKA Twigs has confirmed her romance with Shia LaBeouf as news of his divorce filing emerged. We can't forget Shia LaBeouf and longtime love Mia Goth in their live-streamed Elvis impersonator-officiated Vegas commitment ceremony in 2016. This week, photos surfaced showing Shia and Robert Pattinson's ex-fiance, singer FKA Twigs, kissing. Can you say two nut jobs?
The news wrap-up.
Apple now officially owns Shazam, and they plan to make the music recognition service available ad-free to consumers soon. SiriusXM has acquired Pandora for $3.5 billion. GoPro stock surged when analysts called the overlooked stock a buy. Uber will pay $148 million in connection to a 2016 data breach and cover-up. Meanwhile, Lyft chuckled.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The comedy Night School is the new number one film.
The number one album.
Brockhampton has the best-selling album with Iridescence.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is still the best-selling app.
The number one book.
Fear by Bob Woodward is the number one nonfiction book for a second week.
Kanye West has been all over the news lately, but what else is new? He just announced that he'll be moving to Chicago from LA, and that means his offices as well. Kim Kardashian has been rumored to be getting sick of his Twitter rants and his off-the-wall behavior, period. The couple owns several homes in the LA area, and all of Kim's family lives here, but Kanye is pressing forward nonetheless. Besides all the noise surrounding his life, Kanye has a new album called Yandy, like Gandhi. Hey, he already turned Jesus into Yeezus. Here's Kanye West featuring Lil Pump with the song of the week. I love it.
You're such a freaky girl. I love it. You're such a freaky girl. I love it. You're such a freaky girl. When the first time they ask you, you want sparkling or still? Are you trying to act like you was drinking sparkling water before you came out here? You're such a freaky. I'm a real freak, I need a real freak. I'm a real freak, I need a real freak. I'm a real freak, I need a real freak. I'm a real freak, I need a real freak. I'm a sick pup, I like a quick jump. I light your wrist up, I buy you a sick truck. I buy you some new gifts, I get you that nip tuck. How you start a family, the condom slipped up. I'm a sick puppy, I'm inappropriate. I like hearing stories, I like the whole script. I wear your clothes went before you post it. Send me some more pics, you look nice for four kids. You're such a freaky girl, I love it. You're such a freaky girl, I love it. You're such a freaky girl, I love it. You're such a freaky girl, I love it.
That was Kanye West featuring Lil Pump with the song of the week, I love it. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.